kata ni mi kuni ni min dinu e maga ni duk mi sini nabai kwa ki pi ishaya no ma chi tashintaman kita nuwe winna nan mi no a jiwi dukuna guk wa abuj tuye kita nuwe winna nan in daso gijik. This is Nabik, and I'm here to talk about our language. And greetings, everyone that's listening. Migo, we tashinda mana nujge ego. So I want to talk about a variety of things today. But mainly, the main subject is going to be talking about things that you say. So there's a bunch of different ways that I want to describe this to use. And the main word that we're going to be talking about is the word ikito. Ikito. And ikito means to say something. Now, there's different ways that this is used. When you're talking to somebody, you would use a different word. Like, indina, I say to him, or I'm saying to him. And then there's a lot of different things. So we'll talk about different ways that ikido can be understood and used. Okay, kadamaji tamin, migo kawe, gin sedu tamang ikidoin. So first we gotta strive to understand this word, ikido. When you use ikido, you're saying he or she is saying something. Now this is like a statement. This is not something that they talked about at length. We are talking about maybe one sentence, maybe two sentences that somebody would say. But we're not talking about, like, we wouldn't be quoting a speech and then put ikido at the end of it. So little by little, we'd be talking about maybe what a presentation was about and what they quoted or what you're quoting of what was said. And you'll hear this a lot as people are telling stories about their interactions daily. So more often than not, it's used to reflect a quote. This is what he said or she said, ikido, ikido. So if you wanted to say something like he said no, you could say, and you're quoting a person, you would say, gawin kido, gawin ikido. Now, you know, you're not going to hear ikido all the time. Gawin kido. Gawin kito. He said no, or he says no, either way. But as I hear our speakers using this, they'll say the quote first, and then it will be followed by ikido, whatever that quote is. Mbakade ikido. I'm hungry, he says, or he said. So if you're going to be specific about a time, gi ikido, he said. And the gi turns it into something that happened in the past. Gi ikido. Okay, so if you're talking about a conversation you had and you want to quote something that you said, gawin indikit, gawin indikit. So what you're saying is, I say no. Maybe you're voting on something, gawin indikit. Okay, so it's kind of a nice a tool to use to kind of reiterate, this is my opinion. I say that you shouldn't do that. That's my opinion. Indikit. I'm saying that right now. So if you're talking about something that you said in the past, you could use ingi ikit. So you would say gawin ingi ikit. Or gigawi du kun. I will help you. Ingi ikit. I said. It's not always necessary to say ingi ikit if in the context of your conversation it is already well understood the time that you're talking about is in the past. So in as people kind of talk regularly, they're going to flip back and forth between indikit, ingi ikit, and it's understood that they're talking about something that has already occurred. So it's not always not always necessary to say ingi ikit. Sometimes it gets a little bit clumsy and people will just refer to indikit, I say. So remember, ikito, indikit, ingi ikit are just talking about he said and I said, or I'm saying. You're just quoting yourself or someone else. You could also say gidikit, you are saying gidikit, or gigi ikit, you said. Gigi ikit, if you wanted to remind somebody. Wabungniwishagigikit. I want to go tomorrow, you said. Gigi ikit. So we have a few different ways to use the word ikito. And remember, ikito is just talking about a statement. You're quoting somebody or yourself. So in another thing that I hear, you know, in those of us that are still learning, you know, we can't tell a whole story in Ojibwemoin and be understood, or sometimes we're feeling bashful, even though we're able to do it, we choose not to. But a lot of times I'll hear people tell stories in English and insert kito, which I think is kind of cool, you know. And so as we're talking, no, I'll come help you tomorrow, ikito. So in what he said, no, I'll help you tomorrow, ikito, he said, or he says. So, you know, you can insert this in as you, just to get used to using the word ikito, and it just kind of sounds cool. I like the sound of this word, ikito. It sounds so Anishinaabe to me. Okay, anyways, like many other words, ikido also has a word that, or a form that you would use when you're talking about I said to someone. Because when you say indikit, you're just saying I said. You're not talking about specifically I said to him. So one of the things you can use, or a phrase you can use, is indina. Indina. And indina means I'm saying to him, or I said to him, depending on the context of your conversation. Not today, indina. Gawin nungum, indina. Not today, I say to him, or I said to him. So if you're going to get specific about the time, ingi ina, I did say to him. Ingi ina. So indina can be I am saying to him, or I said to him, depending on the context. And ingi ina, I did say to him, if you're being specific. So, gawin ingi ina, I told him no. So if you wanted to use both of these phrasings, but you wanted to give a don't kind of a statement, like don't say that or don't say that to him, it could sound something like this. Gego ikido ken. Gego ikido ken. Don't say that, or don't say it. Gego ikido ken. If you want to be specific about don't say that. Gego il ikido ken. Gego il ikido ken. Don't say that. Or don't say that to him. Gego il ina ken. Gego il ina ken. And I suppose you could say, Gego na kene il. Don't say that to him. So on the positive side, if you wanted to tell somebody, say it, you could say, Ikidun. Ikidun. Say it. And that's a command. You could also be a little bit more polite. Gida ikit. You should say, Gida ikit. But if you're talking about, you wanted to tell somebody, say something to someone, you would say, ishi, ishi. And what you're saying is, say it to him. Ishi anin, say hi to him. Ishi anin, or whatever, ishi miigwech, say thank you to him. Ishi is a command to one person to say something to somebody. So we kind of went over a lot about this, but the main points I want you to remember for today is the word ikido, he or she says, and we use it to kind of quote somebody. Ikido, he or she says, or indikit, I say, or ingi ikit, I said, or gigi ikit, you said, or gidikit, you are saying. And we also learned about indina, I say to him or her, or ingi ina, I said it to him or her. We also talked about the don't phrases, gego ikido ken, don't say it. Gego il ikido ken, don't say that. Or Gego Il Inakin. Don't say that to him or her. Okay, so we went through a lot, but just to let you know, those things are available for your use, and the more you use them, the better you're going to get at it, and the more comfortable you're going to be when you hear it. And so our language becomes more part of us, and we're less scared of it, which is good. Aha, migwa chapa chibis in dawiyek, mi sagona iwa tashindaman, mi sanin nabik, aha, migwech.